This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, and with me, Melissa Idris and Joyce Goh. Last week, data showed that the US GDP growth slowed during the first 3 months of this year, with the economy expanding at an annualized rate of some 2.3% compared to 2.9% in the prior quarter. However, the figure was better than the consensus forecast of 2%. The question is, will the Fed, the US Fed, respond to this? On the line to help us understand what's going on that side of the world is Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at London Fuse Capital Managers in New York. Good morning, Dodge. Thank you so much for joining us. Do you expect the Fed to raise hikes in the announcement, which is due early tomorrow morning, Malaysian time?
Good morning. It's a pleasure. And no, I don't expect it. I expect to have the first rate hike since March to happen in June. That seems to be what is being built into the market. That seems to be what the Federal Reserve is creating an expectation for. Not to live up to that would create a surprise in the market, as in general would not react favorably to it. And the Federal Reserve, particularly this year with the transition of leadership, is trying to avoid surprises.
Hi, Dodge. Joyce here. After this month's meeting, the Fed has just 5 more scheduled meetings for the year. So 3 more rate hikes have been penciled in for this year alone. So are those expectations still intact?
Yes, Joyce, I do expect it. There are only 5 more meetings, but the next meeting in June will be one of the 3 rate hikes to go. It's been built into the markets, and so therefore the decision is now guilty until proven innocent. It has to happen, and if it doesn't happen, then the market will react unfavorably, and there's been no indication, a change in the forecast, a change in what the Federal Reserve is trying to build into our expectations. So, yes, 3 more rate hikes with the first one in June.
Well, how will the outlook for U.S. monetary policy influence the attractiveness of U.S. Treasuries?
Well, signs of the stronger U.S. economic growth now and inflation, they're becoming more central focus of our markets. They've helped lift the dollar to its highest level since January. Yields on the U.S., the 10-year U.S. Treasury crossed over 3% for the first time since 2014. It appears part of the economy is returning to much more normal conditions after a long stretch when bond yields have hovered near historic lows. So we expect U.S. Treasuries, the returns on U.S. Treasuries to grow and the attractiveness to grow, not only in absolute terms, but also relative to fixed income alternatives both here and abroad.
Dodge, it's Melissa here. Now, Apple just reported its quarterly earnings after the bell. And, you know, their revenue and earnings beat expectations. Clearly, investors liking that news. Shares were up after hours, given there's also a hefty share buyback program. Are you watching Apple quite closely, Dodge?
Oh, yes, we are. We definitely are. In fact, we traded it on the long side in order to take advantage of the big move. We've been seeing very big moves both to the upside and to the downside on stocks that are reporting this particular earnings period. So, yes, but we are now flat on Apple. We're looking for what the reaction is tomorrow morning, our time, to see if there's a follow-through. What we've been seeing over here in the morning is a big move right at the open for the first half hour as the exchange-traded funds have to rebalance. But after that, then it typically returns back. So we don't want to take that short-term risk. We're looking for more longer-term growth in Apple, yes, but we're trying to time not to the mini-second of moves, but at least to have a strategy that talks about, yes, longer-term we want to be in Apple, but shorter-term we want to take advantage of pullbacks from this very high rate of increase that we had this past evening, a couple hours ago.
Dodge, in terms of fundamentals, you know, analysts are looking at the fact that iPhone sales fell short this quarter. Is that of concern to you?
Yes, you are right. Fundamentally, that is a concern. But we are also looking, in addition to that, to their growth, to the innovation, to new markets that they could possibly penetrate further, which they haven't in the past. And so there is an offset risk, not in terms of the fundamental growth of their most important product, but relative to other areas of opportune growth, but it has to prove itself. So that's one of the reasons why we're not taking a longer-term position at this point, but we are looking for a further entry, most likely at a lower level from where it closed after the news last night, our time.
And also, you know, we're just about to start trading in the month of May, which historically has been a rough period for the market. You know, there's a saying, sell in May and go away. Do you think, what are your expectations for the month of May, Dodge?
Yes. May is going to be a tough time, particularly since we're in midterm now. Midterm has been very, very tough for us. We expect the market has reached its top this time, and it's a rounding top, technically speaking, and so we expect a pullback. No, it's not the end of the market, and it will create more buying opportunities, but the market will have to prove itself. So we're not just buying as the market pulls back. We want to see the market rebalance itself, find some strength, and then start to move to the upside. It's much more of a technical call than a fundamental call at this point.
Dodge, what's your take on the U.S. dollar?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it surged into positive territory yesterday, our time, and it broke past key resistance level versus several currencies. The greenback is approaching the year's high, reached back in January 9th. We are seeing the U.S. economy is showing signs of strength this year that few other developed economies can match. So there is a divergence being created between growth and the interest rate outlook versus other countries. The result is that investors, and yes, traders too, and particularly traders, the market's chasing U.S. dollar higher for now because relative to other alternatives, it's looking stronger. And so we expect the U.S. dollar to continue its way to the upside further. It's not going to be a straight road up. I think there will be pullbacks, but we're going to find support fairly close to where we were yesterday, and we'll see if that holds. And it really is will be up to the economy to support it, to live up to its potential and to the expectations. And if it does, then we do see further strength in the U.S. dollar.
Dodge, the S&P 500 was reported to have edged higher on Tuesday on comments from the Trump administration around questions of trade with China and the Mexican economy, and comments from the Mexican economy minister on renegotiations on NAFTA, all of which shows or points to some optimism. How important is the Trump administration in the American growth story?
It is important because the promise that Trump is creating, the potential that America can rebalance some of the trade agreements it's been involved in to a more positive, a more fair balancing, the perception that yes, Trump is negotiating and he backs off and who knows what he's going to do. It's very much of a surprise. So yes, that creates uncertainty, but we have seen some success, and so the market is treating Trump's activities and objectives. Now, this is the market. This is not news, et cetera. This is the market. So far, it's treating it in a positive note. So we expect that to continue, and then, yes, I do expect that the trade agreements will ultimately turn out to be the benefit for all parties concerned with potential a strengthening of our side of the agreements.
Thank you so much, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer with Landon Fuse Capital Managers in New York. We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.